What's up, everyone? This is Josh Peterson of Humanikin Media.
And I'm Gerald Glassford, and we're from the Pop Culture Cosmos and the PCC Multiverse. And you're listening to Weird, a Two Dudes podcast right here on the ACE Podcast Network.
I feel like there's a joke in here somewhere.
I know, that's really weird, isn't it?
ACE Podcast.
Weird.
What's up, Craig?
The sky.
How was your weekend? Happy Monday.
It was okay.
I didn't have one.
Be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm being 100% honest.
Go ahead.
I do not remember this past weekend.
Was it that busy?
I just don't remember.
You know, this time of year is busy. They got all kind of stuff and things and parties.
You know, we are only 70 episodes away.
It is episode 130.
From the big 200 celebration.
You know, pretty soon iTunes is going to run out of memory.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
We're going to hit 200, then we go to syndication, and we rich.
Oh, you think?
No, that's what happens with sitcoms, though.
You know what we should do? We should do a podcast a day for the next 70 days, just so we hurry up.
Or, get this.
What?
We don't. Hey, you know what's happening on this one? Episode 130, we're going to hear about a classic letter to Santa.
And for Randall, we have a story about a squirrel who goes nuts.
And we're going to have this never happens, a sandwich assault.
Followed by a McNugget assault.
And then a drunk possum.
I love drunk possums. That'd be a good name for a band.
Drunk possums.
Ladies and gentlemen, drunk possums.
The drunk possums.
And we got more than that.
We really do.
But we're going to start, you know what we're going to start with?
You doing the top story.
We're going to start with the top story. Ellie's doing it. Here's our top story.
Top story.
Wow.
I got a little excited.
I think you should do the top story.
Headline is, skeptical six-year-old destroys Santa in a Christmas letter.
Oh, no.
When I read this earlier, it actually made me laugh.
This is good you got the story.
It's very funny. Yes. A six-year-old's acribic? What's that word?
I don't know.
Acribic letter to Santa is going viral.
Acerbic? I don't know.
A six-year-old letter to Santa is going viral after his mother posted the missive on Twitter. NPR reporter Sarah McCammon on Sunday shared her son's letter, which was a class assignment, with her more than 3,800 followers.
38,000.
It's more than 3,800.
Here's my question.
Okay, go
Sarah
ahead. Sarah McCammon.
How do you have 38,000 followers?
She's an NPR reporter. She's kind of famous.
Again.
She's kind of a big deal.
Again, Sarah, how do you have 38,000 followers?
Okay, here's the letter. Or this is what she says. She said, my six-year-old Santa skeptic was...
Skeptic
was told to write a letter to Santa at school.
Wait. Santa's in school?
No. So he did. By Monday morning, McCammon's tweet had been liked by about 1,300 times.
13,000 times.
And retweeted close to 5,000 times.
I'm not going to correct you anymore.
The letter reads, Dear Santa.
Dear Santa.
Santa, I'm only doing this for class. I know your naughty list is empty. And your good list is empty. And your life is empty.
Still spells better than most people on Facebook.
Your life is empty.
I get it.
You don't know the trouble I've had in my life. Goodbye. Love. I'm not telling you my name.
If you're so smart, you tell me my name.
No, that's this kid's insurance, you know, because if Santa is real.
Right.
He don't know who wrote this letter.
That is true.
McCammon, who took the note of her son's artwork on the letter,
Which was it?
On the letter. Christmas wreaths along one margin and skulls along the other.
Oh, wow. This kid's going to have long years of therapy.
He was careful to double back and clarify one thing. P.S. The troubles in his life, his brother, she wrote, don't call child services. Wow. I can relate. My brother calls me all kind of trouble. You know, we get up on Christmas morning at my house, and I didn't know this, but Alan got up before me and took all the candy out of my stocking, put the fruit that was in his stocking in mine. So I always got like four oranges in my stocking.
But yet he's the favorite.
What the heck? And he got a sock full of candy, and I'm over there, and he told me it's because Santa liked him better. And I believed him.
Did karma pick him up yet?
No. So her followers found the boy's letter hilarious. Some parents took the opportunity to share their own children's atypical letters to Saint Nick. Others speculated on his future career, with guesses ranging from his becoming a journalist like his mother to a country songwriter. That was some very poetic, very good. Once he learns to spell. Still, other commenters just sat back and took a moment to appreciate the level of disquiet in the person so young. That much existential angst in a six-year-old is amazing, one follower wrote. As a parent of older kids, I feel free to warn you the teen years may be a challenge.
Or you always know where the kid stands on topics.
That's true. Some who responded seemed to feel a kinship with the boy. This child is my spirit animal, one woman wrote. Spirit animal. That drives me nuts. Where did that come from? Spirit animal.
What you talking about, headline? This one goes out to Randall.
Speaking of spirit animals.
Squirrel goes nuts and vandalizes New Jersey town's Christmas lights.
Really?
They had to say nuts because it's a squirrel. Squirrel was found to be responsible for cutting multiple Christmas light wires in a New Jersey town.
That's a Scrooge squirrel.
Yeah, the town of Seagirt. Okay.
That's a brand of yogurt.
The town of Seagirt holds a Christmas tree lighting ceremony each year. But
a lot of towns do that.
That's not really impressive.
Nah.
But after finding cut wires, police believe vandals were making mischief. However, on Saturday morning, a passerby snapped a photo of the real vandal, a squirrel just nibbling away at the wires.
Nom, 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 nom. Like Cruz, in a Christmas vacation.
Right. Cruz hurried to repair and replace the damaged wires when they were first found last week so the town's Christmas tree lighting could go on as scheduled. Meanwhile, police planned to keep a close eye on the display in an effort to catch those responsible. They released a photo of the suspected vandal, a squirrel. It was a far cry from the young misfits the town had expected.
It was Maybell.
Police said they were unable to catch the miniature vandal, but the Christmas display will be under constant surveillance to assure no more damage occurred. I wonder why this hasn't happened a lot more often.
I don't know. You think it would.
No, you know, I wouldn't think much about it at all, to be honest with you. But if I was to think about it,
yes,
I would think.
And you notice there's quite a few Christmas stories in our shows lately.
Well, it's probably appropriate since it's almost Christmas.
Yeah, and last year I was a real downer. I actually brought people down.
To be honest with you, all of last year you were a complete downer.
So I'm not Mr. McScrooge anymore.
I'm
keeping it all to myself.
Well, you're so tired. Your brain shut down.
Good night.
Your
I'm
aggressive
tired.
Nature has been dumbed down like the rest of you.
Headline is Des Moines man arrested for assaulting
Did
wife.
Did you say man?
Man.
Oh, it does say man.
Yes, it says man.
I was looking at the next line. It says woman.
No. A Des Moines man is arrested
for... Des Moines?
Des Moines man is arrested for assaulting his wife with a sandwich.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is from Des Moines.
She probably just made it for him.
A Des Moines woman...
See, that's just me getting in trouble. Yeah, I was just kidding.
Had to do that.
I was just kidding. That's a joke.
A Des Moines
just
woman was told...
She was probably ironing for him, and then she came over and made him a sandwich. No, I'm just... No, stop. Okay, to all of our three listeners we still have,
all three of them.
I'm literally just joking. Okay.
Can I get on with the story?
I don't know.
I mean,
you've
taken up like 15 minutes.
Are you capable is the question.
A Des Moines woman has told police that her husband used a sandwich to assault her. The Des Moines Register reports that 21-year-old Marvin Hill II was arrested Tuesday. Polk County jail records say Hill remained in custody on Wednesday on a charge of domestic abuse assault. What kind of sandwich do you think it was?
Ham.
I'm thinking.
I had a Jersey Mike ham sandwich yesterday.
Well, yeah?
And I never had Jersey Mike's because I went to, random story, I went to Jersey Mike's and.
Why? I mean, why have you never had a Jersey Mike's?
Story. I'm telling you a story.
They're so good.
So I went to Jersey Mike's one time a long time ago, right?
No, it was yesterday.
No, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So originally I went to Jersey Mike's. I walked in the store and they said, oh, sorry, we're out of bread. I'm not kidding you. And I thought to myself, self? I said, yes. I thought, this is stupid. This is like going to McDonald's and they're out of French fries.
What kind of sandwich shop runs out of bread?
Exactly. So I never went back. I think I had it one time and I wasn't impressed. But yesterday,
yeah,
it was good.
I'm a big fan of Jersey Mike's.
The bread was good.
They should sponsor us. We should go talk to somebody. We'll work for food.
We should call Jersey Mike.
Can I get back to my story now?
I don't know. Are you capable?
Greg's random story.
Initially, Hill told officers that his wife had assaulted him. He said she awakened him about 1 p.m. holding a McChicken sandwich in her hand.
That's got to be a sight. Wake up with your wife dropping lettuce on your head.
He later acknowledged that he became upset and threw the sandwich at his wife because he doesn't like
them. How's that assault? It would explode into pieces when it hit somebody. It wouldn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. It's a soft
bun.
It's
a sandwich.
Yeah, if it's still in the wrapper, it's just, he's like, I don't want this sandwich. And he got arrested. Officers say Hill's wife had mayonnaise on her shirt and face when they talked to her. Oh, she says Hill also smashed the bun in her face.
That is incredible.
That's good stuff right there.
Let's take it down under.
Hey, wait a second. We didn't do this last time, but we got to do it this time.
Followed by...
Food fight!
Go get a sandwich or something. This is going to go on for a few minutes.
It's over. That's it.
This is Australia.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Nice switch there.
Thank you. This song makes me happy. I don't know if you knew that or not. It kind of wakes me up a little bit. It's a pick-me-up.
Pick-me-up.
Makes me want a kangaroo steak. Okay, that's over.
Can I start now?
Go ahead.
Australian McDonald's rampage over McNuggets.
Uh-oh.
At 5 a.m. on Remembrance Day. You know, the day where everybody remembers stuff.
I don't even know what that means.
A 30-year-old Australian man, Cole Olson. Mary Kay Olson. Pulled up to a Sydney McDonald's drive-thru window after a night of heavy drinking. His order, 200 McNuggets.
Good grief, he was hungry.
The McWorkers were not going to fill that order while they were still serving breakfast. Rules are rules, dude. Mr. Olson, being drunk and hungry, wasn't about to take no for an answer. I want my blankety-blank nuggets, or I'll blankety-blank, blankety-blank, blip-blap. That sounds like something a drunk American frat boy would do. Okay, that's just rude.
That's, you know what that is?
That's rude.
That's what it is. It's rude.
Why are the Americans getting dragged into this? Okay, this is Australia.
You've got jerks too, okay?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Hey, jerk store called. They're running low on you.
Hey, DK, do something about this, would you?
So anyway, I've never met an Australian who was a jerk, but thanks to this story, I now know that they do indeed exist. He probably watches a lot of American movies and emulates what he sees.
No.
Again, no! He's just a jerk!
That's not true!
The drunken rowdy Olson raced around the drive-thru lane, completing four laps while honking the horn and yelling. He decided that he could live without having 200 hash browns instead of the McNuggets.
He paid for
is
it.
Is this the same story?
No, it's not.
From last couple
of stories? No, that's what's so funny about it.
And paid for his order. Will that complete your order? Your total was $230.
Because remember last time they wouldn't make them.
After he paid for his breakfast of losers, he continued to yell and curse at the McWorkers. See, here's the thing.
Yes, go ahead.
The author of this article is condescending to Americans.
Yes, but they're hilarious.
Not about McDonald's workers. They're calling them McWorkers.
Well, that's what they are.
This, of course, frightened them and resulted in them locking the doors and calling the police. What's the charge? I ordered 200 hash browns.
That's not wrong.
But he was drunk driving.
Yes.
While the police were on their way, the man claimed that they messed up his order. He forgot he ordered the hash browns and insisted he had ordered 200 large fries and 200 Big Macs.
This should be a movie.
This guy really has a thing for the number 200. Perhaps that's what his girlfriend weighs.
Oh.
He demanded a refund but was denied. Now, I want to clarify, I did not say that.
No, that's in the story.
It says this. Perhaps that's what his girlfriend weighs.
Oh, that was... we can end the show right now. That is the story of the year. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can read this. Oh, too funny. Florida possum breaks into liquor store, gets drunk on bourbon.
Yeah, drunk possums.
Well, you talk about a...
he's confused. He can't figure out why there's an O at the beginning of his name.
It's silent. It's a silent O. Fort Walton
Beach.
Where
is there ever a silent O in anything?
Possum.
Possum.
A possum that apparently drank bourbon after breaking into a Florida liquor store, sobered up at a wildlife rescue center, and was released unharmed.
I want so bad to have a video with a voice over him, like, singing songs and going through the store.
Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge officials say the possum was brought in by a Fort Walton Beach, Florida police officer on November 24th. A liquor store employee found the animal next to a broken and empty bottle of bourbon.
And 200 hash brown wrappers.
A worker there found the possum up on a shelf next to a cracked open bottle of liquor with nothing in it, said Michelle Pettis, a technician at the refuge. She definitely wasn't fully acting normal. Pettis told the Panama City News Herald that a female possum appeared disoriented, was excessively salivating, and was pale. You know what? That sounds a lot like rabies.
Or sounds like a possum.
I'd get out of there.
I mean, possums, I don't think they carry rabies.
Do they not? Surely. Any living animal can carry rabies.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think they are.
They're actually pretty cool. They're our only marsupial.
Uh-huh.
Just in case you needed to know that.
There's a Craig fact.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They got
cool.
A little pocket. Little marsupial.
I didn't know that.
And they're actually...
Actually, I did. I've seen
it. I didn't know this. I thought they played dead. They actually kind of like literally go to sleep. Like they actually... Like,
oh, they're like fainting possums.
Yeah, they faint. They actually, and then they get up and they go, "What happened? Oh yeah, I was gonna run." It's like, "Oh yeah, what happened? Oh yeah, I was in danger. I should probably run."
Now I'm in a cage. The staff pumped the marsupial. There you go, full of fluids, and cared for her as she sobered up. We loaded her up with fluids to help flush any alcohol toxins.
Pettis now, said, now the possum's an alcoholic.
Yes, she was good a couple days later. Pettis said the possum did not appear to have a hangover. How would they know? Was it going to have a little ice pack on its head?
I don't know.
Maybe a little Band-Aid somewhere?
So a friend of mine, don't play the thing. A friend of mine had to get one out of his house or something one time, and he said he put some big gloves on, but he said he picked it up and said as long as he let the thing wrap its tail around his arm, he was totally content.
That's cool.
But if he pulled his arm out, he's like,
yeah, they will hiss at you.
Yeah, but he was, I guess it's a security thing. He felt secure with his tail wrapped around. Hold
okay.
on.
Makes sense.
I just learned a little possum trivia for
well,
you.
Well, they used to come up to our deck and eat the cat food all the time, but I hadn't seen them lately.
I like them.
They're okay.
They're ugly, but
they
eat a lot of bugs and stuff, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They're not bad.
Only marsupial.
Just goes to show you that even animals are impressed with Cash's store where the bottle was found. The animal was released.
Who's been into it now?
It was released on Thursday.
Hey.
Yeah. What you talking about?
What you talking about, headline?
I love it.
Man barricades himself in house after family members take bite of his grilled cheese sandwich. You just take a bite of my grilled cheese sandwich.
Everybody out.
This happens in Dundalk, Maryland.
Oh.
A Maryland man has been arrested following an hours-long standoff with law enforcement. That escalated.
Man, don't eat this guy's food.
Law enforcement, the police say, began when a family member took a bite from his grilled cheese sandwich. That is a grilled cheese sandwich. I got to be honest. I got to sympathize with
you. What kind of cheese was on that thing? It must be good. Wasn't there like a $5,000 grilled cheese sandwich we had a story about that had gold in it and stuff?
Yeah, it wasn't that one. He didn't have that one.
No, you sure?
But what if it was on, like, Texas toast?
Oh, I'd
thick, drippy cheese on Texas toast.
Don't bite my grilled cheese on Texas toast.
No, do not mess with it. Nuh-uh. Baltimore County Police spokesman Sean Vinson, not to be confused with venison, because that would be delicious, apparently, says the dispute began about 5 p.m. Saturday at the Dundalk home. He said the man was eating with his wife and daughter and became angry when one of them took a bite of his sandwich, prompting him to fire a shot inside the house.
Oh, my gosh!
This is your child and your wife and your child. The wife and daughter were able to safely leave the house, but the man barricaded himself inside.
Man.
He surrendered peacefully shortly before 9 p.m.
He must have been hungry.
I don't think it has to do with the sandwich. I think we got some deep-rooted...
I don't know. He may have just been hangry.
He was taken to hospital. He was hangry. Taken to hospital before for an evaluation. Vincent said the man will face charge. Well, duh.
Headline is, dog gives owner the slip, navigates Chicago streets to his doggy daycare.
Like
how sad is that when your dog runs away from home to go to the daycare?
That is pretty bad.
A dog that gave her owners the slip while out on a morning walk made her way through the busy streets of Chicago and showed up alone at her doggy daycare.
The impressive thing about this, the dog made it all the way there without getting shot.
That is
it
impressive.
It was in Chicago.
Yeah, or having to pay taxes on something.
Right.
The Canine Social Club in Chicago said workers were perplexed Tuesday morning when a frequent daycare guest, a Malamute named Isabella, followed another customer in through the front doors without her collar tags or any sign of her owner. That's hilarious.
That's a huge dog.
It's huge. Linda Zimmer, the canine's owner, said Isabella had slipped out of her harness while walking about 15 minutes before she showed up at the Canine Social Club. The front desk manager, who recognized Isabella, called Zimmer and told her the dog had arrived safely on her own. "She's my baby. She's 15 months old," Zimmer told the news. Isabella.
That is amazing. If they were in Chicago, like.
That really is.
The city. I mean, that's.
Isabella enjoyed some breakfast.
What's really neat is she took the metro.
and she took a cab. She was on the cash cab. She was in New York.
Oh, did she win?
She did. She won $1,500 and doubled down. Isabella enjoyed some breakfast and playtime at the daycare while Zimmer rushed to the facility for a reunion.
"Very emotional. I was crying because I didn't know what had happened to her,"
Zimmer said.
Apparently cash cab's coming back.
It is. Yeah, it's already back.
I heard
it's
coming back.
Bigger and better. Now they've got celebrities on there.
We're going to be on there?
We could be.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be weird.
We should probably become celebrities.
We should go to New York and trace it down.
Pity the headline. Wild boars cause chaos after breaking into Japanese school.
Awesome bala bacon. Oh, what's that smell? I smell a bacon.
You want to be quiet? Let me do my story.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Will you interrupt me?
No, I don't.
Darn it.
A pyre. I just became you. A pyre.
We're down here near Nashville.
A pair of wild
you
boars
did not
cause,
just become me.
I did. Yeah, pyre. McDonald's going to play the guitar. A pair of wild boars caused chaos at
a
school in Japan when they ran amok through the facility and charged
Easy.
At students and teachers. Video filmed by... No, it's not video filmed.
No.
It's recorded.
That's right. Film is filmed.
Video is video. It's on tape. It's recorded.
That's right.
by witnesses Monday at Higashiyama Middle School and High School in Kyoto shows a boar repeatedly ramming a glass door. Don't mess with those wild boars.
No,
dude.
Sir.
An apparent attempt to get inside. The footage shows a boar running up some stairs inside the school a short time later.
They're scary.
As the filmer, the recorder.
Taper.
Videographer. Good grief, I can't even talk.
Wake up, man.
Filmer,
it's Monday morning.
As the person with the camera runs. The animals were eventually shot with tranquilizers and captured before putting over the fire. And they were a delicious dinner.
That's not in the story at all. Kyoto, don't add to it.
Kyoto residents have reported numerous boar encounters in recent weeks.
I encounter a boar every time we're together.
Yes, that is also true. Don't talk about E like that. He's upstairs. Including an incident in May involving a boar that smashed its way into a hotel. I hope it smashed in during the continental breakfast.
Here we go. You know this song. Sing along if you know the words.
I do not want to.
So good.
Watch out! Oh, the snake hole.
Freaky snake hole.
He said,
freaky!
The snake hole band.
Freaky snake hole.
Headline is, massive albino python found near Texas highway.
Still a snake.
I wanted you to speak during the... You don't talk during my themes anymore.
Just the past two shows.
And I've made it so... I made them long so we could talk over them.
So you should probably make them shorter now.
I don't want to make them shorter because I like them.
I'll start talking when they're shorter.
A Texas police department shared photos of a massive albino python that a pair of animal control officers found near the interstate highway. The DeSoto Police Department posted photos to Facebook of two animal control officers posing with the huge snake, which was found... dead near I-35. So it was dead. They picked up a dead snake.
Because they wanted a good picture.
Because it was albino.
Well, yeah. That's nothing impressive in the snake world.
The snake was found engorged, indicating it may have enjoyed a last meal before its death.
A missing officer.
Our animal control folks are at it again, the Facebook post said. A few weeks ago, it was a pit bull in a tree.
In a tree?
I want to see that story. Now it's a giant albino.
No, it's a giant
albino python near Interstate 35 at Pleasant Run. Just in case you're wondering, the snake was deceased. It was dispatched. Animal control.
How is this a story? Why is this even in here?
Definitely keeps things interesting because it's an albino python
but it's not
found
a weird
in Texas.
What's weird about the story is it's actually not weird.
Okay, I'll tell you what's weird about the story. They found a pit bull in a tree.
That is true. See, I can't really.
I've seen goats in trees.
We talked about that before. How did they get up there?
I don't know. How did the pit bull get up there? Jump?
That also I'd like to know.
Yeah.
He probably could just bite into the tree and drag himself up.
I'd like to see it.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
What you talking about, headline? Man caught repainting road arrows to ease daily commute.
Well, how nice of him. Well, they act like that's bad.
Well, let's find out. A man who was frustrated by his daily commutes in China was fined after being caught on camera repainting arrows on the road to ease traffic.
I need to repaint these arrows. They're too slow.
Here we go. Police in Liangguang, Jiangsu province, said CCT cameras.
That's my favorite channel, CCTV.
You always tell us that.
Yeah.
At a busy intersection recorded Zhao Shai, I just made that up, I don't know what his name is, XC28, as he used white paint, very racist, to redirect arrows on the busy road in an attempt to alter traffic patterns and speed up his daily commute
on a bus.
People
blowing horns at him. You leave me alone, I paint the arrow.
I saw that the straight line was always packed with cars, while the lane that turned left has a lot of space. The Modern Express newspaper quoted Kai.
He was redoing the... Oh, I see what he was doing. He was making them different lanes.
I thought changing the sign would make the commute smoother.
Police said the stunt was very dangerous and could have led to collisions, but what they don't say is he was probably right and it improved everything.
Yeah, probably.
A crew was called out to correct the arrows. He was issued a $151 fine. Did you see the guy that built the stairs up from the beach to the parking lot for like, and we did a story on this guy or not?
No, we did not.
He
I don't think.
They had quoted, they budgeted like
$10,000 or
something.
He did it for like $20.
Yeah, I was like, I just went to Home Depot.
But this guy in China, this would be like me and you taking a yield sign and putting it where stop signs are.
But you know what? I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
No, because I think if we did that would obviously be having people just running out into traffic. This guy was actually just trying to, free up some space for everybody.
Whatever.
Okay, hey, but let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
When you read about traffic patterns,
yeah,
it's always the Chinese mathematicians.
That's
are the ones that tell you. They're the ones that tell us about how that works and why the traffic jams.
Maybe they shouldn't have fined him. Maybe they should have paid him.
They should have hired him.
Yes, that's what they should have done.
You should give me a job.
Hey, look what I do. I make it so pretty.
What?
Headline is
that was why they got mad at him because the arrows
were
horrible.
Nice. No, it looked better.
Yeah, it looked too good. Yeah.
Grenade found in box of donations at a California Goodwill.
This is horrible.
Have you heard this?
Have you heard the story? No, I'm just saying to find a grenade in a box, you just can't have anything.
No, you can't have nothing. A California shopping center was evacuated when a Goodwill employee found a grenade inside a box of donations. Well, somebody had it and they didn't need it anymore, so they thought we'll just donate it. The police department said that officers...
No. What police department is that?
The Placentia Police Department...
Isn't that the bag the baby grows
in?
No. The placenta?
No, Placentia. Police department said officers responded to the local Goodwill thrift store on Wednesday when employees reported finding a grenade in a box of donations dropped off by an elderly woman.
If you pull the pin, they won't go off till you throw them.
That's right. You just set it around.
Okay, wait a minute, kids. That's not true. Back up to another story.
Two episodes ago.
That's not really true.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office bomb squad was summoned to the scene along with the Orange County Fire Authority and some precautionary ambulances. The shopping center was evacuated and the bomb squad was able to safely remove the grenade, and an investigation is ongoing.
They say that meaning we don't know anything else.
Her husband, I bet, had been in the war or something, and it was a souvenir. It may not even have been a live grenade. You know, I've told the story of my friend scaring me with a real grenade.
Yeah, if they were continuing, in other words, they say we're continuing investigation because we really don't have an answer for you.
Right.
Otherwise, they would have said flat out.
It may have been a paperweight. Who knows?
It was probably real.
Yeah, maybe.
From some surplus store or something.
For a better story, we'll say it was real and exploded.
Hey.
Yeah.
I pity the headline.
Uh-huh.
Headline says.
How many? You just have to do one. One per story.
I can't decide.
I know. They're all good. Just
sad,
pick one.
Sad poop emoji gets flushed after row. What does it mean after row?
After a fight. This must be European or something.
Oh, a row. I've learned that before and I always forget that.
I know. It's a row.
It's such a strange
You and I are
term.
About to go to a row if you don't read this story.
Well, whatever.
I'm scared.
Oh, look at me. I'm so scared over here. Somebody stop. I'm shaking. Plans to introduce a frowning pile of poo emoji, you look a lot like you, have been flushed from the latest proposals by the group, in charge of creating. You got me all flustered now.
I didn't do it. By the group
in charge of creating. You're threatening me over there.
I wasn't threatening nobody.
The symbol was floated.
It was a warning.
Get it? It was floated.
Oh, yeah.
As one of the many to be introduced in 2018, but it angered typographers who said it was embarrassing.
Why?
To the group.
Poop can be sad.
If I see one more of those pillow emoji poops.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of that thing. Ornaments, everything.
Well, just think of it as chocolate pudding. I will not think of it as chocolate pudding. It's sad chocolate pudding.
The Unicode Consortium, I love that term. I want to be part of that just because I want to say I'm part of the Unicode Consortium.
Sounds scary.
Pushes out a central list of emojis so that they show up properly on different devices. It said changes to the pile of poo emoji had not been totally, get ready.
I'm ready.
Dumped. While the Unicode Consortium curates the standard list of emoji, it's up to individual phone and app makers to design what they look like. The official list already includes a pile of poo emoji, but smartphone giant Apple added a grinning face to the character on the iPhone.
Yeah, which makes it nice
and
cute.
And popularized the idea.
Yeah.
That led to a row over whether a frowning pile of poo should be added to the character list, too.
Well, why not? You got a smiling
one. How about we just quit making them? This should embarrass absolutely everyone who votes yes on such an excrescence.
That's a good word.
Trying to say,
that's great.
They're trying their best to make Satan I say poop.
Right.
Wrote typographer Michael Everson in a response to the proposal. Will we have a crying pile of poo next?
Well, why not?
Pile of poo with tongue sticking out.
Oh, that's kind
of
gross.
Pile of poo with question marks for eyes. These are
That's
all
going
good,
too
Mike,
far.
Michael Everson. Thank you. We're going to add all of these. He argued that a face-free coil of dog dirt with stinky lines and flies was the proper semantic for the symbol.
Stink lines
is
and
there
flies.
Is there really any need to add a range of emotions to a pile of poo? added typographer Andrew West.
Why don't he get a life? Is this what he's really worried about?
Well, here's the thing. He's part of something called Unicode Consortium, and his life is to make little stupid pictures.
Look at me.
Look at me. I make emojis. Look at me.
Wipe that grin off that pot of poo.
Yeah. The symbol has been removed from the latest version of the proposals for new characters in 2018. However, it has been put forward as a candidate for an emoji sequence instead.
Oh, I love it. Good song. Headline is McDonald's worker suspended after allegedly headbutting a customer in a McNuggets row.
McNuggets.
There's your row again.
Look at me. I'm Aaron. I'm talking about a McNugget row.
We've had row in the last two headlines.
I know. We got lots of rows around here.
McDonald's employee
at McDonald's
has been suspended after allegedly headbutting a customer in a fight over chicken nuggets. The fast food giant said it was investigating as a matter of urgency after the alleged incident in the Liverpool One restaurant in the early hours of Tuesday. It is understood that a fight broke out around 4.
Why do they say fight now, but they say row everywhere else?
A fight broke out around 4:50 a.m. after a customer tried to order some chicken McNuggets, but he was told he couldn't as the store was beginning to sell the breakfast menu.
Okay, both of the stories recently here, this one and the last one we had.
This is the same story, different places.
This encourages McDonald's. This would be a simple fix, McDonald's.
Yes.
You got the crap in the freezer already.
Just cook it. You know, you can go through Burger King any time of day and order a Whopper. You can get one for breakfast.
Jack in the Box?
I love Whopper for breakfast.
Can you get a Whopper all day long?
Yes, you can get a Whopper for breakfast. And you can have it made your way. And I'm talking about delicious Whopper.
Any way I want?
Flame grilled.
What if I want onions but no tomato?
Yeah.
What if I want pickles but no onions?
Special orders don't upset us. Huh?
What?
Say what? It is understood that the fight broke out. The footage can be seen by the Echo. A male employee and customer are locked in a scuffle before the employee appears to headbutt the customer.
When they yell real loud and they have an echo,
yeah,
it's visual?
Yeah. You can see their echoes over there.
You can see their echoes.
Yeah, in Liverpool.
Wow.
So anyway, the customer and losing his McDonald's issue reindeer hat in the process.
He's got a reindeer hat.
Well, if you're getting headbutted by a guy in a reindeer hat, does it really hurt?
He's in a row. He's got his reindeer hat on.
The customer then appears to throw a punch toward the employee's.
At the McDonald's.
Employee's red nose, but misses. But the scuffle dislodges the staff member's glasses and fake nose, which fall to the floor.
Oh, no.
The customers, two customers and a member of staff try to restrain the pair who continue to scuffle close to the restaurant's counter. A McDonald's spokesperson added, "We take matters like this extremely seriously and can confirm the individual has been suspended."
Why is there an Australian there all of a sudden?
An internal investigation is taking place as a matter of urgency.
Mate. That's not a McNugget.
Merseyside police said the incident had not
Merseyside?
Been reported. Yeah, they said it hadn't been reported to them, so nobody called the cops.
I don't know anything about it.
Breakfast serving times vary from restaurant to restaurant across McDonald's network of restaurants in the UK. Earlier this year, a brawl involving what? Involving one man armed with a metal bar broke out at McDonald's in Boodle.
You know, I read that as a one-armed man.
I was hoping that's what it was. It is understood three men, one with a metal bar, went into the restaurant and attacked two other men already there. Fighting broke out, and then all five fled.
If I lived in a place called Boodle, you know what I do?
What?
Move.
Boodle sounds like a mix between a basset hound and a poodle.
A boodle.
What kind of dog you got?
You know what time it is.
What time it is?
The time for the Mark Patch Top 10 Worst Christmas Jokes of All Time. Worst Christmas jokes of all time.
I love bad jokes.
This comes from IrishCentral.com, and they should know something about bad jokes.
Okay, on the riddles, on the questions and answers you ask, I'll answer. All right,
okay,
you got it?
Okay, number 10.
Number 10.
Top 10 worst Christmas jokes of all time. Number 10.
Yeah.
What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck?
A Christmas quacker. I don't even get that. What in the world?
Maybe that's like Irish quackers, like a cracker.
A cookie,
like
maybe? Something?
Number 9.
Yeah.
What's the most popular Christmas wine?
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
What?
It's a wine.
I get it. That's not even a funny joke.
That is too.
Number 8. What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations?
tinselitis. Ah! There's a bonus one there. Right,
yeah, what
there.
Is that?
That's
got,
a bonus.
Got my wife a wooden leg for Christmas. Not her main present, just a stocking filler.
Stocking
Why
stuffer.
Why was that in there?
Because they had 11 and I didn't want to leave that one out.
Number seven. Number seven of the top 10 worst Christmas jokes of all time.
Yeah.
Why would you invite a mushroom to a Christmas party?
He's a fun guy to be with.
Number six.
Yeah.
What is Santa's favorite pizza?
One that's deep, pan, crisp, and even. What in the world?
There is a rabbit with a pancake on the
deep pan. One is
deep pan,
pan
crisp,
crisp,
and even.
Crisp
deep,
and
deep
even.
Pan crisp. That doesn't even make any
I don't
sense
get
at
that.
All.
I'm going to go. I'm going to say right now, we're going to have to call a lifeline. We're going to have Mark Patch call us and tell us what that means.
What is Santa's favorite pizza?
One that's a deep pan,
deep
crisp,
pan crisp,
and even.
I don't get it.
Deep pan.
That makes no sense.
Okay, we're going to have to call Mark Patch or one of our other two
Somebody's
listeners.
Somebody's got to know that. Tells.
Number five.
Yeah.
What do you call a man who claps at Christmas?
Santa Claus. Oh.
Hey, this is Randall.
What was that?
That was Randall chiming in.
That was Randall. Thanks, Randall. Hey, Randall, by the way, since you're talking and all, since you're kind of butting in, would you tell us what that joke about Santa's favorite pizza means?
Deep pan, crisp, and even.
Number four of the worst Christmas jokes of all times.
Yeah.
Why does Santa like to work in the garden?
Because he likes to ho, ho, ho.
Number three.
That's terrible.
Number three.
Yeah, go ahead.
From the patient. Doctor, I'm scared of Santa.
Doctor, you're suffering from claustrophobia. Wow. That's bad.
Number two. Well, this is the bad list.
Oh.
Number two. Santa Claus bad list.
Oh, I get it.
Number
Naughty.
Number two.
Yeah.
Why was Santa Claus's help so down?
Because he had low self.
No.
Oh, because he had low elf esteem.
No elf esteem. And number one of the top 10 worst Christmas jokes of all time. Why did Santa's helper see the doctor?
Because he had low elf esteem.
What? They're both the same punchline.
Those are terrible.
Do you actually read these before
no,
you give them to me?
No, of course not. That'd take all the fun out of it.
You take the fun out of everything.
Well, I hope you got your Monday started off right with some good bad jokes. Those were terrible.
Those were bad. Those should have been on like the worst jokes list of all time.
What is Santa's favorite pizza?
What?
One that's deep, pan, crisp, and even.
What does it mean?
If anybody understands that, please let us know.
We may be the dumbest people on the planet. I don't know. I can't think. Well, that's not really. That's kind of obvious. But anyway.
We'll see you Friday.
Bye.
Have a great week.
No, you have a great week.
We'll see you Friday.
No, you have a great week.
Take care now.
Quick in the last word.
Merry Christmas.
Gosh.
No,
you said Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Sheboygan.